Jeremy here in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, to support free speech, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash the donate button. Send the fundage to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in your debit or credit to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Ask Mike and Julie about the great offers that are available to you for various contribution amounts. This is your Tuesday night broadcast, where, as usual, we have the Patrick and Jeremy Show. And as usual, we have Dr. Patrick Slattery out fighting crime and analyzing political science. Patrick, how's it going out there?
It's going fine. So I'm out fighting crime, analyzing political science, and picking up dog poop.
Well, that goes hand in hand, because you got to have your trusty sidekick out. Sidekick, when you're out. Your little Robin, right?
So if you remember, if you saw the 1966, 67, 68 Batman show with Burt Ward and Adam West, they would pull up with the Batmobile and jump out. And there's this one episode where they jump out and Robin was going to rush into a building to catch the criminal, but Batman was like, "Robin, we've got to put a nickel into the parking meter. We may be superheroes, but we are citizens and we have to obey the law." So, yeah, every now and then they would do that. So, putting a nickel into the parking meter.
Yeah, they were such good examples for the young children.
They were good, polite examples. Mm-hmm. Always very polite.
What happened in this country since the 60s? I don't know. You had the sexual revolution and then the opening of the southern border. Pretty much morality down the tube.
Now it's not. Mm-hmm.
No, I said the latest Batman and Joker. I don't know what the latest was, but I remember the one with Heath Ledger and that one guy, Christian Bale. Was that the latest Batman?
Yeah. I don't know. I know Christian Slater. The reason I know Christian Slater is because I was watching Beavis and Butthead, and he came on the TV, and Beavis says, it's that Christian Slater dude. And Butthead says, it's like Christian's later dude.
Yeah, the latest, I think, Batman was Christian Slater.
Okay.
And then Heath Ledger played the Joker, that one gay guy that killed himself.
Yeah.
And it was dark. You know, you compare the early 60s Batman TV show to the latest movies, and the movies are very dark. Well, it's called The Dark Knight, so, I mean.
Yep.
But, you know, it's just interesting. Just this is a little aside, how does Hollywood reflect reality, or does it influence reality? That's a question.
There's both, kind of chicken and egg stuff. Mm-hmm. Probably in recent decades, it's more influencing than reflecting. David Dukes, he says that early on, when Hollywood was starting, and you know, it was a Jewish thing, that they really had to stay much more within traditional Christian mores. They had to try to reflect the culture in order to get big. Once they got big, then they started attacking the culture. So, if you look at old movies from the 30s, the early days of Hollywood, excuse me, there's much more, reflection of reality. You look at even TV, the TV from the early you know, the 50s and the 60s, I think there's more of a reflection of reality. But then they, once they got that position of power, they used it to attack the culture. And, oh, who was it? Ron Unz. I think it was Ron Unz, who is the Jewish guy, but he's like very, very honest and hardcore. And he was in two of his latest articles, which you can listen to, because he reads his articles in a very slow voice, slow and clear. I listen to his articles at 1.75 speed, and it's just fine. He and Norman Finkelstein, you can go up to 1.75 speed, and it's just fine. But he was saying that the Jews who run Israel have long desired to destroy all of the Christian holy sites. They just want to have enough power. Once they get enough power, then they would destroy all the Christian holy sites. And that this is actually starting to come on the table now, you know, because they've got so much power that they feel that they can run amok. So they're doing all this stuff with genocide and starting wars. And if these go well, they would destroy all of the Christian holy sites, because this is according to Ron Unz. While they may feel competition and rivalry with Islam, they feel hatred towards Christianity. So I'm just saying that.
Yeah, you do see Israel starting to run amok. It's almost like they're sort of operating outside of, well, at least Netanyahu and the government. I mean, a person that is like crazed, like they're drunk on power, and you know, they do things that they maybe normally wouldn't do. That's what it seems like to me that they're doing. They're really seeming like they're at the end of the rope, and they know it, and so they're just going all out.
Netanyahu has to be a sly fox to be on top of a country, and a country like Israel, which is full of Jews who are quarrelsome. They do disagree with each other. And for him, he's stayed on top of that country longer than any other Israeli prime minister. So I guess you're going up to like a total of, 14, 16 years? I guess about 14 years now, 14, 15 years. He's got to be one sly fox. But these two people in his cabinet, I guess Smoltrich, who is the finance minister, and Ben-Gvir, who is the security minister, these people have really no filter, and they are just going all out. And you know, it's tough for Netanyahu and the Israeli cabinet, because they are making these statements such as, you know, we don't have enough beds for our Palestinian prisoners, so we might as well just shoot the ones we have now in order to free up beds for new ones. Or suggesting legislation, introducing legislation to decriminalize rape and murder of goyim. I mean, this, because, right, you know, you've had that whole incident where what was it? 9 Israeli prison guards were being investigated for this gang rape of some Palestinian man, which left objects, various dangerous objects up his, one of his orifices, to the extent that he wound up being taken to the hospital, and the details being released, and they're being investigated. They were being held in custody and a mob of crow anal rape Israelis gathered around the prison where they were being held and invaded it, trying to free him. And you've got easily half of the Israeli public in favor of anal rape.
And Reuters,
yeah,
you even covered that surprisingly 6 days ago. Israel should have zero tolerance if soldiers sexually assaulted Palestinian prisoners. And this is the U.S., you know, coming down on Israel, saying you should investigate this. It's, you know, it's kind of like the U.S. is the big brother in the corner, like sweating profusely, knowing they can't back up the little brother's, shenanigans.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say that. Yeah, it's, I mean, so we started off with how Hollywood influenced the populace. Social media now is a huge influencer in what people see on social media, and I think the system tries to get ahead of that. You're seeing now, let's move to the UK before we get too far afoot. You know, the what's called the anti-stabber movement, and this is basically regular white people that just are against the violence that they see to their own countrymen in the UK. You see this in Ireland as well. And now the government is openly calling for any of these people that showed up to a protest, even if they didn't commit any violence or set anything on fire. You just show up to a protest and your social media can be combed through and the cops can show up at your house. And this is something we've been talking about that could happen in the U.S. for a while, and it did happen to January 6thers. But now in the U.K. is, it's almost unbelievable saying that you can't show up and protest. Of course, they don't have a First Amendment there, so they don't have to put up any kind of pretense like the government does here. You know, here the government puts up a pretense of First Amendment, but they get around it with various laws. You know, like the FACE Act, if you protest an abortion clinic, you can't be arrested for First Amendment protest, but you can be arrested for obstructing a medical facility. It's a federal offense. That happened to Mark Houck, a Catholic pro-life protester in Ohio, I believe. Yeah, he was arrested. And he ended up getting acquitted, but he spent all kinds of money and time in court trying to defend himself because they say that he obstructed.
Yeah. Yeah. There's the lawfare. They can charge you with things that they know aren't even going to stand up in court. And it's, so it doesn't stand up in court. But what happens in the meantime is you wind up spending all your retirement or going into massive debt, defending yourself because you gotta hire lawyers because it's serious business.
This all gets into the administrative state. I'm sure you've heard of that one. Mid 20th century? We have basically you have the executive, the judicial, and the legislative, and now you have the administrative function of the government. And this is basically where people, you know, say that the government acts as a corporation and they can completely circumvent your amendment rights. So effectively, you basically have no rights. And I think we've seen that. We've seen that with January 6th under the Patriot Act. Patriot Act, I think, is a perfect example of the administrative state. So would be combing through January 6th's social media using AI to, you know, pick up on any types of words or phrases that could be considered terrorist, domestic terrorism. And then they can target these individuals. But in the UK, it's just in your face. I mean, there's no pretense at all. On that note, think what you will about Musk, and we'll have a conversation about Elon Musk. But one of the police chiefs in the UK stated that Musk should be arrested for his comments on X, you know, basically standing up for the white protesters. And the Guardian covered this. So, I mean, how about that? UK police, well, for the rest of the American there.
Excuse me. Are we still here?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, so you've got UK police officials threatening to seek the extradition of Elon Musk because his speech is violating UK law. Well, and what's his speech? You know, just saying, basically siding with the what Andrew Anglin's calling the anti-stabber movement. It's a anti-mass immigration movement, what it is. And so to oppose mass immigration, even if you're a foreigner, the idea that the UK would seek extradition from your country, that they would try to apply their censorship laws overseas. I mean, the United States, at least not officially, it doesn't even do that. China doesn't do that. What country applies its laws, its domestic laws, into foreign countries?
All right. And you know, Musk also made the statement concerning this incident that civil war in the UK is inevitable, which is pretty incendiary, but he has the right to say that. Any of us have the right to type anything on the internet, but then there's going to be consequences for what you type or say on the air. You say the wrong things and you could get your door kicked in and your dog shot, be drug out and zip ties on a CNN.
Well, and regarding that, Scott Ritter had his home raided just in the past couple of days by the FBI. They raided his home. The people doing the raiding, well, on the one hand, they took massive amounts of things that were certainly not covered by the warrant. But on the other hand, they did allow Scott Ritter to put his four dogs in the backyard so they wouldn't get shot. And, you know, well, that's a big W for the dogs.
Surprisingly, FBI loves to shoot dogs. Go all the way back to Ruby Ridge. There's nothing better than an FBI agent and to make his day to shoot a dog and a teenage boy and a pregnant woman or a woman with a child. That's
a woman carrying a baby. Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't pregnant, she was carrying a baby.
And I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis. Gold, a valuable thing to store. The power of gold in times of crisis. historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers and Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Make his day to shoot a dog and a teenage boy and a pregnant woman or a woman with a child. That's
a woman that's carrying a baby. Yeah.
Yeah. So she wasn't pregnant. She was carrying a baby. It's always a huge notch on the belt for an FBI agent.
Yeah.
But no, it's unbelievable.
But with Scott Ritter. Okay. So let's look at the timing of this. I don't know exactly what was in the warrant. They wound up carting off non-classified documents from his work 30 years ago as a weapons inspector, where he led teams of scientists. He was the Marine. He was the one who was gaining access to the various nuclear or chemical or biological weapons facilities, the suspected facilities. But he was the Marine. He was gaining access, and he had teams of scientists who were doing inspections. Well, these have been seized. The manuscript and computer files for his forthcoming, as of yet unpublished book, has been seized. What's the timing? Well, about a week ago, within the past week or two, he started saying Israel should not exist, right? He is somebody who, throughout his military career and post-military career, was always pro-Israel because he's a Marine, and he was always basically pro-Israel. But since October, the behavior of the Israeli government has just appalled him to the point where he's saying, Israel should not be allowed to exist because it's dragging the world into what could be a World War III, a civilization-ending World War III, because its own behavior towards people it rules, these, 7 million or so Palestinians that it ruled, it's just so atrocious that it should not exist. So he starts saying it should not exist, and then the next thing you know, his home is raided, and they carry off dozens and dozens of boxes of all sorts of things. Which, what are they going to do? I mean, he's saying I've done nothing illegal, so I'm not going to shut up. But of course, he is going to have to hire lawyers. And of course, last month he was going to go to the St. Petersburg Forum in Russia. He had been invited there, and he was prevented from boarding the plane, and his passport was taken. So you've got harassment of people who are standing up against, in this case, standing up against genocide. And then you were talking about Musk, who's very, very mild statements, expressing an understanding for the and a certain sympathy for the anti mass immigration protests, is met with British police officials saying, we're going to try to get you extricated.
Extradited.
What was it? Extradited for having broken our laws, our speech laws, while you were off in, where does he live? California? You know, 6,000 miles away, it makes no sense. But that's where we are.
It's this whole, back to this whole targeting of individuals who became infamous for what they say in public. You know, Ritter was on the right side of the Iraq war, calling the Iraqi resistance, calling them the Iraqi resistance. And it was just early, like 2004, he got charged with masturbating online, meeting women online and masturbating in front of them, trying to accost 15 and 16-year-old girls. Got busted for that. So, I mean, was this guy really doing that? Probably, but the fact that he was making these statements, you know, it got the eye of Sauron upon him, and the system then was able to just – every little thing that he did online was caught. So, you know, similarly with Elon, I mean, Elon has a lot of power. I consider Elon Musk part of the system. I don't consider him a dissident. And I think the things that he says and does, I don't know how genuine he is. I think it's just he's drunk on his own fame. He's drunk on his own power and fame. And so he'll say things maybe to get more attention and I guess to push his brand. I don't know. But he did this interview with Trump recently, which I did not watch, but I caught the highlights of. And that's kind of interesting that a U.S. citizen can interview. If you have enough power and money, you can interview powerful politicians.
Well, he's got a huge platform.
There's no one taking your place since you've been gone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shielji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaze by Mynutra. Why is Hempaze better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like Hempaze. Hempaze contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy Hemp Paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Call 855-656-8872. Mention RBN.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home.
Citizen can interview. If you have enough power or money, you can interview powerful politicians.
Well, he's got a huge platform in Twitter. Mm-hmm. The boomers don't watch it. I have a 94-year-old friend who is very interested in what's going on, but has no idea how to do anything online. So she is here. We are in 2024, but she's limited to AM radio and Fox News, basically. She doesn't know how to get any information that does not come through, the airwaves or cable TV. That's as far as she's gotten. I don't even know if she has a VCR. She just leaves the radio on all the time. But some of the most watched interviews in history, at least in the English language, have been these recent things on Twitter with Tucker Carlson interviewing Vladimir Putin or things like that. So it has the potential to be a very, very big deal. I read excerpts from it. I haven't heard the whole thing. I don't know if I'd want to hear the whole thing, but why don't we go into what we know about it?
NPR covered it. They're saying that Musk tossed softball questions to Trump. Trump boasted about his relationship with leaders like Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. And then Trump insulted his political opponents, including that talking about undocumented immigrants and that they are dangerous. I don't know. You get this whole... You've got these heroes of the right. That's what I would call them. People that the system puts out or that get out in the system, however you want to put it. Trump, Musk, Carlson. I would even say Alex Jones would be part of that, maybe on the far right. Mm-hmm. And people that are, that the right considers heroes. And so they'll say things that maybe are incendiary to the system, and that promotes the people that listen to them to say these things. And the people that listen to them, when they say these things, they get targeted. So I don't know. Is it too conspiratorial to say that the system allows these talking heads to say things, out in public that would prompt their followers to say things that would get them in trouble.
Well, and I would say it's possible to be both part of the system and a dissident at the same time. I don't feel things are like that organized, and I think somebody can be both. And Elon, if you look at him, he's mostly part of the system, but sometimes he says things that if you're thinking of the system as an entity, and I would think of it as a very loose, decentralized entity, if we're going to use the word the system. Other people might think of it as being much more central and, you know, unitary. But if you think of the system as having priorities, as having wants, some of the things that Elon says from time to time go contrary to it. And then, you know, sometimes then he has to make amends, and he has to he's penalized, and he has to go to Auschwitz with Ben Shapiro. God, can you imagine how horrible that would be? How much time in solitary confinement would you rather have than going to Auschwitz with Ben Shapiro?
That pile of shoes, Ben. I get it. It's terrible. And Musk said last year on Saturday Night Live that he had Asperger's.
Was he on Saturday Night Live?
That was last year.
Did he host Saturday Night Live?
I think so.
That would be interesting to go back and see.
He grew up with Asperger's, form of autism.
Okay. Is anybody surprised?
No.
Asperger's, that's where you just say stuff, like where you can't control saying four-letter words and things like that, and inappropriate things. Isn't that Asperger's? Or is that that's Tourette's. I guess that's Tourette's. What's Tourette. Asperger?
I think just really you're kind of out of touch with reality. You're so concentrated on the details.
Okay. Yeah, could be. So where were we going with that? The January 6th thing, I was talking to Mark Collett yesterday, and I brought up January 6th because, you know, what happened on January 6th is you wound up with how many arrests have come out of that? Like close to 2,000? But almost all the people who were arrested walked into the Capitol. Walking into the Capitol, especially if the door's open and the police are holding it open, should not be illegal. You are typically allowed into the Capitol. It's no big deal. The only thing is, on January 6th, 2021, actually from around, the spring of 2020 through January 6th until, I don't know when, they were restricting people from the Capitol because of COVID. It was for social distancing. So when you get down to it, these people, there is nothing odd, nothing unusual, nothing illegal, nothing out of the ordinary about them going into the Capitol. I've gone into the Capitol millions of times. I couldn't count how many times I've been into the Capitol. Because it's no big deal. You used to just, when I was a kid, you could just walk in. And then I guess after a lot of things started tightening up in Washington after the bombing of the Marine barracks in Lebanon. Why were we in Lebanon? Why in 1983? Why were there? Because we were there in support of the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. But things started tightening up. And so after that, You just needed to go to basically any congressional office. And, you know, there's like five or six different congressional office buildings. These are where the senators and representatives have their offices. And they are in the blocks surrounding the U.S. Capitol and they are connected to the U.S. Capitol by underground tunnels, and in some cases, underground little golf cart railroads, which, when you're a kid, are really cool. You know, this is what you want to do is ride those underground golf carts. It's a lot of fun. But all you had to do for, you know, the next 40 years or so, if you wanted to go into the Capitol, you just go into any congressman's office and just ask a staffer for a pass. It was just a complete formality. So you enter, get the pass, and then you can, you know, get on the little golf cart or, you know, walk through the underground tunnel, go into the Capitol building. And no big deal. But these people, when you get down to it, are arrested for violating Nancy Pelosi's social distancing. That's all it is. Now, the people in Britain, what Keir Starmer is threatening is not even like throwing a rock, not even anything that could be construed as illegal. It's simply being in attendance at a rally where something wound up taking place. And obviously, you know, there's a comparison to the Black Lives Matter, where people knew, because this was going on day after day, week after week, excuse me, all through the summer. People knew that these peaceful protests would almost certainly become riots once the sun went down. And yet, you know, nobody was arrested. There was never a suggestion that people would be arrested for attending these events and not themselves breaking the law, even though effectively they should have known that they were providing cover for people who would be breaking the law. But, you know, in Britain, they are threatening to use, you know, AI facial recognition. Britain's already the country with the most the highest density of surveillance cameras. It's very difficult to be out in public in Britain without being surveilled. And you know, once upon a time, okay, well, you were being surveilled, but there had to be human eyes at the other end watching you. But now you have AI that can be watching. And so they are threatening to just round up people who are in attendance, throw them in prison, and in order to make room in the prisons, they're letting out actual criminals. And so you had, and maybe you've seen this, maybe we're going to cover this too, but the release of a young black man who macheted to death a white 14-year-old kid, and he's being released after having been in prison for what, less than 2 years? He's being released in order to free up space.
It was 6 months he was in.
6 months. There you go.
Yeah. Speaking on a lot of those points. So firstly, the COVID measures, I mean, you know, people getting arrested basically for violating COVID measures in the Capitol. You know, this was what we saw during the whole, you know, 4 years ago in the COVID, the COVID crackdown. That's what I call it. When, you know, normally you could go into a grocery store or a Walmart, but and you could still do that. And you couldn't get arrested for not wearing a face mask, but if you didn't wear one and the company enforced that, then they could arrest you for trespassing. Right. So it's like ways around your rights. I mean, it's, you know, the whole my private company. And you know what I mean? Like, nobody got arrested for not wearing a face mask, but you could be kicked out for trespassing. That's the thing. And of course, you know, federal and state buildings could actually arrest you for not wearing a face mask. So if you showed up to a court date when they were enforcing the mask and you didn't wear one, you could be kicked out of court. And then if you refused to leave, you could be arrested for contempt. So, yeah, similarly with January 6th, we had that. And then another thing you brought up was guilty by association. We saw this after January 6th. I know there's people here in Kentucky that had their home visited by the FBI that just showed up to the rally. They didn't go in the Capitol. And they were questioned, and the FBI was able to ping their phones and get their IP address. There was some mechanism at the Capitol where they could collect IP addresses of all the phones that were there in attendance. And so you maybe just showed up to the rally, but you were questioned by the FBI. Now, once, I don't know how much this happened, but you know, once they get into your house with a warrant, anything at all they find, then you could be arrested for that. So let's say a person has firearms and they smoke marijuana. Maybe they have some sort of, maybe they have a prescription or they're in a state where it's legal. It's still federally, you know, illegal to own firearms and marijuana in the same place. So they can arrest you for that. It just opens the door. You know, this is all part of what the administrative state is. It's completely circumventing your rights. And the government has its own bill of rights that they enforce upon you, that, you know, they have the right to do this, that, or the other to you if you, if they perceive you as a dissident. And so this guilt by association, what you're talking about, people that showed up to the anti-stabbing rallies in the UK that just showed up to watch, you know, they're now legally liable for what a couple of crazies in the crowd did. And completely spot on, it's selective. Is that what you call a two-tier justice system? Where BLM rallies, you can show up to those knowing there's going to be violence. And not only will they not arrest perpetrators of violence, they're not going to arrest anyone that shows up because it's your freedom of speech. It's your First Amendment right to show up to these things. You know, whereas January 6th, that's a totally different story.
Indeed. So, yeah, two-tiered system of justice. And they're calling Keir Starmer two-tier Keir. I've heard people referring to this as being Soviet. And the thing is, the Soviets, would they have done this type of thing if they could? Maybe they would have if they could have, but they couldn't. And so it's not really Soviet. The Soviets never were able to do this type of thing. The Soviet Union, which was dismembered in 1991, they really didn't have computers for their administrative state. Maybe they had some computers that were functioning for their space program, but in general, they were just way behind in computers. So they didn't have computer files on people. They had paper files on people. They weren't able to do these types of things that we're talking about. They weren't able to ping people by their phone. So they just simply did not have the capability. They didn't have the capability of mass surveillance through remote means like cameras. They just didn't have this capability. So they weren't doing this type of thing. You know, would they have if they could have? Yeah, I'm not saying they wouldn't have, but they couldn't. They couldn't do it. And what we've got, the tyranny that we're facing, is of an unprecedented nature. Okay, there may have been, you know, maybe Genghis Khan, or you know, there may be people that you could look at in history. Pol Pot in Cambodia, there may be people that you could look at as being more ruthless, but what we're entering into is a future where we may well be controlled by fairly ruthless people, and right now we're controlled by Jews, and you can look at what they're doing.
Sometimes when your hopes have all been shattered, let's go with a journey. You wonder how you keep going. Think of all the things that really matter, and the chances you
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it, contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A future where we may well be controlled by fairly ruthless people, and right now we're controlled by Jews, and you can look at what they're doing in the countries they control, and Israel being the best example. Fairly ruthless people combined with surveillance techniques that are absolutely unprecedented. Last thing I want to say is, when I was a little boy, I had a great aunt, and I remember she was staying at our house. I never really liked her because she would like get on my rocking horse, and I thought she was too big for my rocking horse, and she was going to wreck it. But I remember one morning, or maybe it was the middle of the night, coming down, and my father were she was my mother's aunt, but my father was trying to calm her down, and she was all upset. And she thought she was being spied on through the electrical sockets. She had, in her old age, she had developed some sort of paranoid schizophrenia. That was the last time, probably, I don't know if it was the last time I ever saw her. I think I visited her in the hospital once, but it was the last time she ever came down to our house. And, she, you know, the thought that people were spying on you through your electrical socket. But now, that's not even so far-fetched. We're being spied on through potentially through our appliances. You know, we've got smart functions on our TV or whatever. They've got functions that can be voice activated. Well, if they can be voice activated, then they can be eavesdropping on you. And if they're connected to the internet, they can be passing things on. But even without those types of examples, we still have our cell phones, which wouldn't work if we weren't being, if our locations weren't being traced. So the combination of ruthless leaders, elites that obviously don't have our interests at heart, and the technology for permanent universal surveillance is very dystopian, to say the least. We got a couple more minutes left in this part one.
Yeah, last night on my show, caller Lynn in Maryland, she and I were talking about the surveillance thing, and they've been able to listen in on your phones, on your landline, since at least the 70s. But, you know, the difference is back then there had to be an actual person on the other end listening and recording, right? Either with a recorder or writing down things. And today, even a modern phone, a landline, everything is, if you don't have internet at all in your house, you have a phone line that's all running through some computer system somewhere. And everything that you say on the phone or even in the house, you know, it's on a server. This stuff isn't just floating through the air. Everything you write, type, or say that's being monitored is on a server somewhere at a physical location. It's no different than if you wrote papers and took those papers to a person and gave it to them. That's the type of surveillance state that we're dealing with. And as you mentioned, AI can comb through all of that now, look for keywords and algorithms, words that are, you know, subversive to the state. And then you could be targeted. And once you're targeted, that's it. Every little thing you do is scrutinized, and they're looking for an excuse. So Patrick, thanks for coming on the show. And tomorrow on the Bugle, Patrick and Jeremy Part 2, we're going to address some things that Vinny brought up. Yeah, stay classy, my friend.
I do. I do, as classy is.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.